We're glad you've joined us for today's program. Brave is the Bible teaching ministry of Jeff Swarzentraw, senior pastor of Brave Church in Denver, Colorado. Brave exists to challenge brave warriors for courageous kingdom advancement. And that's the goal of this program. To learn more about Pastor Jeff and the ministry of Brave, visit our website at bravepastorjeff.com. There you'll find full sermons and other resources to equip you to be a brave warrior. And if you'd like to give a gift to keep programs like this one going strong, you can do that as well. The website again is bravepastorjeff.com. Today on Brave, Pastor Jeff concludes his message, Our Resurrection Bodies, from the series Stronger, and gives you a glimpse of the body you'll receive in eternity when Christ returns. Now, here's today's program.
That's one of the joys of being faithful and looking forward to, that God has so much in store in the future for us that if we saw it all, we would be so overwhelmed and blown away by how awesome it is. But I got news for you, Christians. Those of you entrusted in Christ, a really good day is coming. And you are going to be excited about your resurrection body. So I was just having fun. I mean, if our body's like a seed, I was thinking about, I mean, what might I look like in the kingdom of heaven? So I was thinking maybe something like this, you know. But I don't know. That's pure speculation. That's not biblical. My point is, I'm glad you're paying attention. My point is that what we will be is nothing like we are now, okay? What we will be is nothing like we are now. And Paul's making the analogy. That's why death is a part of life. And the body is good. And the body will be resurrected. It's not like you leave your body in the tomb or grave or get cremated or whatever or get lost and then there's no more body. Your body is resurrected and put together in your new spiritual resurrection body. That's what Paul's trying to point out. Second thing he talks about is not only are our current earthly bodies just a hint of what is to come, but notice this, our resurrection bodies will be far superior and uniquely suited to glorify the Lord. Our resurrection bodies are far superior to what we have now. It's a new model and uniquely suited to glorify the Lord. Notice what he says. He said, all flesh is not the same, but there is one flesh of men and another flesh of beasts and another flesh of birds and another flesh of fish. He's talking about just look around in nature and see the uniquenesses of the type of creation that God has made and their unique abilities that they have and the way that they're able to bring glory to the Lord because of who they are. There's humans, there's beasts, there's birds, and there's fish. I mean, think about it like this. I mean, just thinking about beasts and birds and fish, think about buffaloes and eagles and dolphins, for instance. I mean, they are uniquely suited for their environments with unique abilities to bring God glory in the way in which they were created, just like you as a human being were created like that. But if you flipped what they were designed to do, it wouldn't work very well, would it? I mean, if you tried to put a buffalo up in a tree and get it to fly, you know, or you tried to put a dolphin on a, you know, out in the field, you know, so that it could survive. Or if you tried to put an eagle in the middle of the ocean. I mean, they're not designed for that. In the same way, Paul is saying that just the same way that God made different kinds of flesh that glorify him in this world, God's going to make different kinds of things out of us in our resurrected bodies to bring him glory in unique ways in the coming kingdom. And notice what the verse before says at the very, in verse 38 at the very end. He says, but God gives it a body just as he wished, and to each of these seeds a body of its own. God does what he wants. I mean, you are the height, weight, shape, size, hair, no hair, color eyes, whatever you have. God designed you the way he designed you. Your resurrection bodies will be designed the way God wants them to be designed, according to what his purpose and plan is. He gets to choose what it looks like. He gets to choose what it's going to be. That's who our God is. And God's saying in the same way he's done it in nature is the same way he's going to do it in the resurrection. And then he begins not only to talk about animals, he talks about how they're uniquely suited, but he talks about the way different things in creation bring him glory. Notice what he says in verse 40. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one and the glory of the earthly is another. Notice what he says in verse 41. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. In other words, there's all sorts of different things in creation. The heavens declare the glory of God. We can see the mountains and we say, glory to God. We can see our sun, glory to God. We see our moon, glory to God. We can see different stars and we say, glory to God. They're all different in the way that they radiate the glory of God, but God's created them all different just the way that he's chosen, just the way that he wished so that he can get the most glory out of all of his creation. And Paul is making the point when it comes to resurrected bodies like this. Hey, just as you've seen it in the earth and in animals, and just as you've seen it in the earth in God's glory, just as you will see it in the resurrection of the body of those who believe in Jesus. It will be glorious in a way that brings God glory, uniquely how he's going to design you. And that's what he's talking about. So notice what he goes on to say. So also, here comes the resurrection, so also is the resurrection from the dead. Notice what he says about it. It is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, then also there is a spiritual body. Now notice what he says. This body that you have, it will be sown perishable. Here's what he's saying. Newsflash, every single one of you is going to die. That's what he's saying. All of us, if the rapture doesn't happen during our lifetime, we will all die. It's a fact. Now, most of us don't think about aging until we get about my age or older. That's old. But the fact of the matter is you can go to the hospital today and take the healthiest newborn infant and you can hold that infant in your hands and you can know this about that infant. That infant's perishing. That infant is dying. That infant is closer to death than that infant has ever been in its entire life, right? That's just part of the nature because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have a perishing body. It's terminal. Doesn't matter what skin creams you use. It doesn't matter if you're gluten and vegan or gluten-free and vegan. You're just not going to enjoy this life as much. You may live longer. But if you are, I mean, you're still going to die. I mean, that's what the Bible's pointing out. Everybody dies. You can't prevent your own mortality. Every single one of us is going to die. That's what he's saying. It's going to be sown perishable. Let me tell you how it's going to be raised. Imperishable. Imperishable. You won't age. You won't get wrinkles. You won't die. You won't. I mean, it's going to be this perfect spiritual resurrected body. It's so incredible. I mean, we have no idea even how to describe what is coming. It's so good. It's the opposite of the body that we have, to work at to keep alive. This body we won't have to work at. This body will always be alive. I mean, how awesome is that? Right now, through Jesus Christ, for those of us who have trusted in him, we have the eternal life of God's Son on the inside of our life through his Holy Spirit. So there's an element of God's eternality in us, okay, his Holy Spirit in us. But our physical bodies are still going to die. Our resurrected bodies will not. They're perfect. I mean, how great is that? And we have all sorts of people on this earth that are trying to come up with ways to extend the life and, you know, cryogenically freeze yourself, do whatever you want to do. You're still going to die, right? But if you believe in Christ, when you are raised from the dead, you will have a perfect body that is imperishable. Notice what he says. The body is sown in dishonor. Dishonor. You ever thought about that? It's sown in dishonor. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to please the Lord with my life. It's frustrating to me that I don't do that very well. I mean, it's frustrating to me that even in times I'm like, I'm really going to do that better now, I don't do it better. I wish I could serve the Lord better than I do. There's nobody that's going to die on this planet that says, I did it right every time, Jesus. I was perfect. Nobody says that. Jesus Christ is the God-man. He's the only one who said at the end of his life, I have done what you've sent me to do. I've done it just in the way you've sent me to do. I've done just what you've asked me to do. And I've never, ever wavered from that. Only Jesus will say that. All of us, we're going to die with dishonor. There's going to be things in our life when we die that we wished we would have done different. Or if I would have only known that back then. Or how come? That's our body. Can't get away from that. But let me tell you how it's going to get raised. It's going to get raised in glory.
You're listening to Brave. And today, Pastor Jeff is sharing his message, Our Resurrection Bodies, from the series Stronger, giving you a sneak peek at the body you'll receive when Christ returns in glory. We'll return to his teaching in a moment, but before we do, we want to help you be prepared to go boldly against the flow of culture and unapologetically take a stand for kingdom values. And we invite you to become a Brave Warrior today by signing up for emails from Pastor Jeff. You'll get exclusive first look access to exciting new content, ministry updates, and resources to help you fight the good fight of faith and boldly pursue the fulfillment of the Great Commission. To become a Brave Warrior, simply go to bravepastorjeff.com to sign up. Again, that's bravepastorjeff.com. Now, let's return to Pastor Jeff and hear more of today's Bible teaching.
It's going to get raised in glory. Like, you won't even know how to sin. Can you imagine that? I mean, you won't even know how to get upset with somebody else because nobody else will know how to get upset with you. I mean, it's utopia that you're looking for. I mean, you'll only be around people that are completely perfected in Christ, living for Christ at all times, that only know how to love Christ and love each other. I mean, what is coming is what we yearn for deep down in our hearts. When we ask the question, why can't the world be more like this? Here's God's answer. It's coming. It's coming. You're going to be a part of it. It's coming. That's what he says. We'll be raised in glory. Can I just tell you, that's one of the reasons Satan hates you so much? Satan knows the glory that you're going to have. That's why he hates you so much. Even in this book, back in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 3, we studied this passage. It says, do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more matters of this life? I mean, can you think about that? I mean, you think about the angelic beings that are created perfect in God's image. We'll be ruling over them. I mean, even back in Psalm chapter 8 and verse 5, it says this. Psalm chapter 8 and verse 5 says this. Talking about humanity, you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You know what makes the devil upset? The devil was a created being. The devil is a created being. He was created as a beautiful angel, right? And he fell. He sinned against the Lord. He's a fallen angel, right? What does God do? God takes and says, I'm going to create for myself humanity. I'm going to create them out of the dust of the earth, and I'm going to breathe life into them, and then in their resurrected state, they'll be superior to you. You think that makes the enemy upset? Totally makes him upset, right? We are the crown of God's creation. Doesn't mean we're going to be gods in heaven. Let me be crystal clear on that. You're never going to be a god. There's only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's him. That's it. There are no other gods. Case is closed. What you will be is be able to reflect the glory of God forever and ever with who you are, right? You'll be raised in glory. You'll be able to always glorify Jesus perfectly every single time. How about that? Never like, I'm struggling with this sin. I'm struggling. You'll never struggle again. Never. Always bringing him glory. Notice what it says about the body. It's sown in weakness. And we don't like to talk about this one very much, but do you know how weak we all are? I mean, none of us are immune. None of us are immune from breaking a bone. None of us are immune from cutting our leg. None of us are immune from pain. None of us are immune from needing surgery on our vocal cords. None of us are immune from anything. We are weak people. Now, we like to think of ourselves as strong and nothing can happen to me and I'm independent. We're not all that. All of us are immune to weakness. But guess what? Here's what God says. You'll be raised in what? Power. You'll be raised in power. No more weakness. Power. Now, I don't know exactly what the limits of that power are. I don't know exactly how much power that is. I'm just telling you, it's not going to be like our earthly bodies where you're going to be susceptible to pain and hurt and physical ailments. You're going to be raised in power. It's going to be unbelievable. If you knew what was coming, you'd say, I'm ready, which is what God wants you to be ready for. In the meantime, he wants us to honor and serve him and tell more people about him so more people can experience the glorious resurrection of the body in the likeness of Christ. Then he says this, I love this one. He says, the body is sown natural, but it will be raised spiritual. The natural body just means this. God created our bodies. They're suited for this earth. In Genesis 2:7, he created man out of dust and he breathed into his nostrils and gave him life. We are suited for this earth. Our bodies are not suited. This earthly body is not suited for what is to come. We need a different body to be able to exist in the new environment that God's going to have for us. And it's going to be raised spiritual. And let me be clear on this. Notice what he says. It was sown a natural body. It'll be raised a spiritual body. For if there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Notice this. He's not talking spirits. He's talking about a spiritual body. You will have a body. He's talking to a group of people that believe, much like New Age people believe now, that the body's bad, flesh is bad, spirit really, really good. No, God created your body and your spirit and gave you your soul. All are good, okay? When you are raised, you will have a physical, spiritual body. It doesn't mean you're gonna be just floating around. And I don't know about you, but when I was hearing about resurrection when I was a kid, I always pictured like Cupid, you know, in a diaper playing a harp on a cloud or something like that. And I just didn't look forward to heaven. And if that's what it was like, neither should you, right? It's not gonna be like that. You're gonna have a spiritual body. A resurrected body where your body will be able to do all that your spirit wants the body to do to bring glory to Jesus Christ. You will have a spiritual body. And here's what it says. If you have a natural body, you'll have a spiritual body, which means this. For those of you who do not believe in Jesus Christ, oh, you'll have a spiritual body too. Because a lot of people read the stories about hell in the Bible and they'll say stuff like, well, hell is just, you could trash your life. You could make your world a living hell. And yeah, that's true. But it's also true that as long as eternity is, to experience eternal life is as long as eternal punishment is to experience eternal death. That's what the Bible points out. And people are like, they push back on that and say, no way, a human body would burn up. You couldn't be in flames that long. Yeah, your earthly body would, not your spiritual body. There'll be a resurrection of the wicked dead. You can read about it in Revelation 20, where they will all stand before the great white throne judgment, and the books will be opened, and all whose name have not been found in the book of life will be cast out into the lake of fire. That's the final judgment. That's when the wicked dead, that's when they get their spiritual body. And when the wicked dead, those who don't know Jesus, who have been waiting in hell to receive their resurrected body, stand before the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, here's what they're gonna hear. Depart from me, all of you, for I never knew you, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. Now, they'll have a spiritual body at that time, so it will be able to endure torment forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But that's where you go. It's tragic. And I got good news. Jesus Christ came so that not one person on the planet would ever have to experience that. Not one. There's nobody here that God would say, well, I'm mad at you and I'd want you to experience. Not one. Jesus demonstrated his love for you by dying on the cross to say, I died so that you would never, ever, ever have to experience that. I died so you could have a glorified, resurrected body with me because I love you that much and I want you to experience life and life the way it was meant to be. And I gave my life so you could have that. Will you please come to me? That's the message of the Bible. Amen? And that's what Paul's saying. But we will all have spiritual bodies. And if that's true, that our resurrection bodies are superior, they're uniquely fitted for glory in the coming kingdom, let me tell you this. Here's the best news of all. Our resurrection bodies will finally resemble the likeness of Christ. Our resurrection bodies will finally resemble the likeness of Christ. Notice verse 45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. That's Genesis 2:7. The last Adam, who is Jesus Christ, became a life-giving servant. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, what did he offer to people? Life. I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. That's who our God is. Adam couldn't offer life. Adam was given life. We were given life. The reason that we breathe is because God gives us life. Like, none of us have life. But in our earthly state, we're going to die. But through Christ, he resurrects us. He gives us life, not only now, but for all eternity so that we can enjoy him in every possible way. He goes on to say this, however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural and then the spiritual. Notice what he says. The first man is from the earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. He's talking about before the resurrection ever happens, the natural had to occur. The natural man was born. You had a natural body first. Adam came before on this earth prior to Jesus Christ offering life, even though Jesus Christ pre-existed him. And he was saying that's an order of things, that Adam became a living soul. Now, he's really trying to point out a couple things. One, the natural is good. The only problem with our natural is that we're sinful. But the spiritual that's coming, far superior, far superior. And the supernatural, the natural was created before the supernatural. Notice what he says also. Just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. Who do we bear the image of? We bear the image of our first father, Adam. I mean, it's genetic. Sin got passed down from Adam and Eve. That's why we have sin in our DNA. I mean, we see it in an earthly standpoint, right? I mean, for you kids, I mean, if you think you're going to be on the cover of GQ someday, just look at your mom and dad. If they didn't have a chance, chances are you won't either, right? I mean, it's just, that's genetics. It gets passed down in the natural. That's part of what happens first, right? But there's the spiritual, and the spiritual begins to look like the one that ultimately gave us life, who is Jesus. And so ultimately, one day, we are going to reflect somehow, some way, the likeness of Christ. And I don't have the words to describe what that's going to be like. I have no idea what it looks like for Jeff Swarzentrop to reflect Christ. I just know it's going to be glorious. And if we could see, as believers, what each other's going to look like in glory, we'd be blown away by how glorious God is going to make it. It would blow us away. I mean, because the Bible says in Jude 24, which I quote often, that the Son will present us faultless with exceedingly great joy before the Father. And how awesome is that? See, some of us think that when we get to heaven, there's like three screens like this, and they begin to play our life and show all the Christians that have assembled how bad our life was. Okay, in case you think that, I want to tell you that's all wrong, because at the cross of Jesus Christ, it was all paid for. So all you'll have is a blank screen with Jesus Christ saying, glory, presenting you faultless before his Father. Amen? But you'll represent the likeness of Christ. This is why even when Paul was in prison writing, even when he didn't know if he was going to live or die, even if they didn't know if he was going to take his head, he was saying, this is what motivates me. This is what keeps me going. If you write this verse down in Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, this was his heartbeat. Notice what he says. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was a Roman, right? But Paul's patriotism did not trump his understanding of God's kingdom. He wasn't a Roman. He was a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, eagerly awaiting his Savior to come. And here was why, verse 21, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory. Wow. He's going to take our bodies that are so humble, weak, broken, perishable, natural, and transform them into his glory. How's he going to do that? By the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself. Why? Because God can do it. It means we're going to have the likeness of Christ. I mean, in this world, we don't. In this world, we have our identity in Christ. We own what God says that we are, and we live out to the best of our ability who we are in Christ. But one day, it's not just going to be my identity in Christ. It's going to be my reality in Christ. I'm going to be like him. I mean, it's amazing. And this is what we have to look forward to. So the way I wanted to conclude this today is just to ask you, are you ready for that? Because there's a lot of people that come to church week in and week out that say, man, I hope I make it. Man, I hope I'm there. You know, I hope that if today were the day I died, that it would be okay. I hope my good outweighs my bad today. I'm telling you, that ain't good enough. You better be sure, like right now in this moment, that if today was the day that you breathed your last, that you're ready. Moreover, the beauty of all this is that if you don't have a relationship with Christ, not only do you get to look forward to it, but you get to experience Christ on the inside, and our spirit bears witness with his spirit that we're children of God, and we can look forward to the day that we're going to be resurrected. Amen? I mean, I look forward to that day. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I know I have nothing on my calendar coming up that's even remotely close to the glory of the day when Jesus Christ comes back with his saints. Not even close. It's going to be unbelievable. And as we talk and see each other and high five and give God all the praise that he so rightly deserves, it is a day in history that is worth being celebrated. And here's my point. As your pastor, I want you to be there. More importantly, Jesus Christ wants you to be there. Most importantly, he loves you with an unconditional love. So here's the question. Why won't you give him the entirety of your life? Well, I prayed some prayer, Pastor Jeff. I just don't want to be Lord of my life. Well, what does that mean? I mean, if he was standing here, would you tell him that? I prayed a prayer. I just didn't want you. No. I mean, how about this? Jesus, I'm ready to give you the entirety of my life right now. I'm ready for when you come. I love you. I need you. I want that. That's what God would have for you.
Thanks for listening to Brave. That was Pastor Jeff with his message, Our Resurrection Bodies, encouraging you with the truth about the eternal perfect body you'll receive when Jesus returns. Your support keeps this program going out to people across the nation, challenging them to boldly fight for the fulfillment of the Great Commission in our lifetime. To give a gift of support today, go to bravepastorjeff.com. Before you go, we want to invite you to visit Brave Church at any of our campuses, Englewood, Westminster, and our newest location in Colorado Springs. Or you can join us right from home through our weekend live stream. Visit bravechurch.online. Scroll down and click the Brave Church link at the bottom for details and directions. Thanks for joining us today.